You have your Bible, turn with us to the 33rd Psalm. 33rd Psalm, verse 10, the Bible says, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever in the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee." I want to preach on this thought for just a moment tonight and try to not be too long on the thought of when the time is right. When the time is right. As we look in the right, the text that we read and you're hearing tonight, the Bible tells us that the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. And as we look around tonight and look around in the world we live, we see people that are trying to make changes all over this world. Amen. And it seems like the more changes they make, the worse we get. Yeah. It's like we're digging a hole, amen, and throwing the dirt up on the sides, and we get to the point that there's nowhere else to throw dirt. But yet we keep digging the hole. As I thought about this, I was thinking on this text here about how God Almighty is trying to help us to realize that hey, it's not people that we need to take control of a situation, but it's about a God that we need to give Him the situation. Amen? It's about a God of heaven who's in charge of everything. You say, "What are you saying, Pastor Jeff?" I'm saying this. We need a sincerity in our religious belief. We need to be sincere with God tonight and realize that, number one, He is God and we're not. He's the one that's able to do all things and we're not. And that He's able to do, praise God, He is able to do well. Amen? Gee, what do you say? I say we just turn it over to God and ask God to help us for a little while. We turn it over to the Lord God of heaven and ask Him to manifest Himself for a little bit, that we might see the magnificence of His glory. The reason I say that tonight is because we're backing up. Now, the Bible teaches that in our faith with Lord Jesus Christ and through God Almighty, we're supposed to be advancing and upholding the things of God. But it seems like every year that we slide back just a little bit. And I'm thinking that God's trying to get our attention and show us that we're not of those that go back into perdition to be made useless in this world. But we're those that's supposed to keep pressing forward just a little. Where we're churches let down, friends, is we've quit pressing forward. Amen. And we've allowed the world and secularism to dictate to us what we think and what we say. And it comes a time that we got to start taking things back. We got to start refocusing on what's true and what's right. Amen. Amen. We know that God is truth. And besides Him, there is no other. We know that what's right is the righteousness of a holy God. Amen. In all things. Amen. Praise God. And when we realize that and we begin to realize if we ain't very careful and we forsake these things, number one, we begin to lose our religious freedom. Amen? When things begin to happen, it seems like religious freedom is always seems like the first thing to go. Amen? During this COVID-19, they said there was some essential businesses that had to stay open. Of course, your ABC store is a simple essential business. Amen. Selling alcohol, that's a, it has to stay open. But now they said the church house is a place and it's not essential, so it needs to shut down and you need to stay at home. And now last time I looked, my God said the most essential thing we have is our soul. Amen. And if there's anything that we need to feed during this time and era that we're living is our soul. Hey, we need soul food, praise God, right now more than ever. But the world would like to shut us down. It would like to bring in and dictate to us. It would like to bring in a socialism and a communism, which is an absolute control to take over our minds and our bodies, to tell us what to think, and to point us into the directions that they would have us to go, which is as far away from God and godliness as they can get, you and I. Amen. You say you're preaching politics. No, I'm just preaching the truth tonight. The devil don't like you coming to the house of God. Why do you think the devil fights you so much on Wednesday evening when you get off work? Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'm so tired. Well, why don't you run home, take you a nap? Amen. Get up and you'll feel better. You come down to the house of God, just shout your shoe soles off, and I guarantee you, praise God, you'll go home rejoicing in your soul. Amen. Praise God, that's the way it works. You say, how do you know? I've been in this for a pretty good while now, amen. Hey, listen, you don't know what it's like to you try to preach the gospel and you try to get off on Friday on a Wednesday evening, amen, after working hard all day and try to get your thoughts together and head up to the house of God. The devil will jump on you both feet. He says, why don't you just quit, give up, amen? But I want to tell you what, you come in that door, come expecting something from God, and God Almighty will light your light. Amen, praise God, He'll give you something that'll encourage your heart. He'll give you something that'll stir up for somebody else. Praise His holy name. My God's good tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's who He is. But the first thing they want to do is take away our religious freedom. Amen. The first thing the devil wants to do is stir chaos. Who is the author of chaos? The devil. Amen. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Good godly people don't cause chaos. Can I get amen right there? Good God, I say good godly church people, God fearing people don't cause chaos. Amen. They're for law and order. They're for righteousness in Christ Jesus, our Savior. But we see this thing playing out. It's just like it's already played out all over the world. Amen. We ought to open our eyes and see. Amen. We see Eastern Europe. They've already tried it. It didn't work. We've seen Soviet Union, they've tried it, it didn't work. We've seen Cuba, they've tried it, it didn't work. We've seen Venezuela, they tried it, it didn't work. When we take and give our people and give our country and they give our land, we give our churches to the devil. Amen. He's not going to preserve what we have. Amen. He's not going to extend us a heritage for me and you and for our children and our grandchildren. Are they going to take everything that we have and they're going to milk it and use it and abuse it and cast it aside? That's just what the devil does. Amen. I can't figure in my mind's eye. I can't see it at all because we know we're smarter than this. Amen. We see Russia and they standing in Brother Jeff, in line for a block of stale cheese and a stale loaf of bread for half a day and say, this is a good thing. You tell me which side of the block it's good on. Amen. There's nothing good about it because God ain't in it. Amen. If God's in it, praise God, we'd be looking for His power, His might, amen, His fortitude to help us through such times as these. Amen. We get down to where they want to. I brought this with me tonight. This is a Venezuela piece of money. It's a 1,000 bolivias. It used to be worth 96 cents compared to the American dollar. Look at that real well tonight. That used to be worth 96 cents compared to the American dollar. They say now in Venezuela you can find them laying in the streets. They're not even worth the paper they're wrote on. Amen. The only reason they gather them up is take them home, use them to start kindle fires. Hey, well, you say, well, preacher, how could anything like that, when a people drop their guard, when they take their eyes off of God, amen, then the devil takes over. He said, well, preacher, that really ain't the way it happens, really. They're talking now about defunding the police. What do the police stand for? Protection? Law and order. Amen. Decency. Things that's right. Amen. But what we have today in the world, we have lawlessness, anarchy, we have violence, arson, looting, rioting, mayhem, destruction. It's everywhere. And they say, well, the way to fix that is just disband the police. Do away. What we need to do, brother Jeff, to make things better is do away with authority. Yeah, preacher, I can't believe they would say that. Hey, listen, that's what the church has done in a lot of places. Amen? We say, hey, listen, you know what we need to do? We just need to do away with the authority. If we could get rid of this old King James Bible and get us something that's a little better, something that's a little more understandable, what they're saying is, Brother Junior, say, if we get something that go along with the way we're living a little better, not that we would change our actions, amen, to fit it, but we'd change it to fit our actions. Amen. That's what the world wants today. That's why they don't like sound preaching. Amen. That's why when you tell them the truth, they cringe all over the place. That's why they'll stand up like he did in Ezekiel's time and they'll say, amen, brother, preach it. Boy, he's preaching the truth. Boy, he's right on the money before they got out of that verse. Said, but we won't do it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Yeah. They say, we're not going to do it. You know why? Because it's lawlessness. Amen. In this world in which we live. And anarchy strives on lawlessness. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. Verse number 9, he said, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. Amen? You agree with that? Well, you have to. God said it. Amen? If you don't agree with it, you're crippled too high for crutches. Amen? He said, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners. I like the way the Holy Ghost don't play around words, ain't you? Amen. Just put it out there where we can see it, black and white. He said, for unholy and profane. Now, that word profane means things that's not sacred. Amen. Things that's not biblical. Things that's worldly, if you will. He said, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary, now watch this, to sound doctrine. Amen. You know what God's telling us here? He said, hey, listen, lawless, anything that's contrary to biblical instruction. Amen. Amen. Pray now. Brother Jeff was talking there yesterday, I believe it was. We were talking about, I told him, I said, I'm just going to try to go a little slower tonight and not get too excited and just do a little bit of teaching tonight. I give a little bit of instruction. Amen. It ain't working. I'm getting there, praise the Lord. Listen, that's what he's telling. He said anything in our life that's contrary to biblical instruction, he said we need to get rid of it. And he said it's according to the glorious gospel, the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Amen. So Paul said, listen, said these things, it's a, these things that's ungodly, he said, we need to get rid of them. He said, these things that cause lawlessness, amen, that cause violence and rioting and looting, amen, he said, it's not of God. Now, they can stand up there in front of their cameras and they can tell you and me, you and I, this and that and the other. I won't say God tends to differ. God says that mess ain't nothing but ungodliness. He said, it's lawlessness. Amen. In the eyes of an almighty God. He said, God don't put up with that mess. Amen. But God said it would be that way. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, he said this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Amen. Talking to somebody today, said, you know what, it's talking about things getting better. I said, I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, but it ain't going to get much better. But I said, it's going to wax worse and worse, and then the end. Amen. The Lord tells us in Matthew chapter number 24. In Matthew chapter 24, in verse 12, the Bible says this. And because iniquity, now that's that lawlessness, amen, that's rioting and looting, that's the anarchy and mayhem and the destruction. And all that is of the devil. Don't let nobody tell you it ain't. It's of the devil. The devil breaks down and tears up. The devil never builds anything. Amen. He said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Did you hear that? Now this is read right. Jesus is saying this. He said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now you've got to remember that Matthew is writing to the Jew. And he's talking about the last days and time of the time of the tribulation. And he said, listen, said that iniquity is going to abound. Iniquity is going to wax worse and worse. The love of many shall wax. Have you ever seen a time when love is so cold? Have you ever noticed how hard it is to tell people that you love them? It ain't for me, praise God. I just tell you I love you. Amen. But it's hard. It's hard. It's hard just look at somebody and say, you know what? I love you. People look at you funny now you say that. Now look around, see if anybody's listening. Amen. And they don't know whether to say, I love you too or not. Amen. You catch them on the spot. But he said, that love will wax cold. But they shall endure, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness in all nations, then shall the end come. Now what gospel he's talking about? He's talking about the gospel of the kingdom. He's talking about the gospel of the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. Amen. As Brother Larry used to say, praise God, Jesus is coming. Amen. We need to be ready. Praise God. Because he's coming. The gospel's going to preach tonight, going to be preached to all the nations. You say, who's going to preach the gospel? All nations. Those two witnesses and the 144,000 that's sealed during that time. God Almighty is going to be using. When the time is right, God is going to use those people. Amen. But when the time is right, the time's right now to preach the gospel. Time is right now to see people saved. The time is right now, Brother Jeff, to love each other, praise God. Love people in to the house of God, to the family of God, so that we can go out of here together, praise God, shouting His glory throughout the ages. So we see the Bible, it's a speaking of this, and the Bible's a telling us that in these last days, amen, our religious beliefs need to be something that we advance and we advance forward, we uphold them, amen, for dear life. Amen. Praise God. Because our Christian faith will be the first thing it's targeted. Amen. Amen. The first thing they want to shut down is the churches. And they want to keep them shut. That's right. They don't want to open back up. Because they don't want hope being passed out. We ought to be passing out hope in a liberal fashion. Said, praise be to God, I know where the help is. Somebody said, where do you get it? Praise God. Down at the house of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He has hope to give. Amen, and we can see it. I was listening today I believe she's a governor. You know, governor of South Dakota. Christy Noem was talking about mothers in her state, and she said when she talked to them, she said the mothers in my state. She said they wouldn't want to be mothers in Portland, Oregon. They wouldn't want to be mothers in Seattle, Washington. Said they wouldn't want to put their children in that kind of climate because it's chaos. Amen. But I got to thinking about that. Praise God, I wouldn't want to be a mother and put her children anywhere where God ain't. Want to put our children, our loved ones, praise God, in the presence of the Lord all the days of their lives that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. You say, preacher, how do we hold on to these things? Praise God, we hold on to our moral and biblical values. The Bible tells us in Psalms 9, praise God, that about a nation that forgets God. In Psalms 9 and verse 17, it says this. He said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I got to thinking about that. I thought, you know, look where the looting and the rioting and all the wickedness is happening. It's just almost like hell. When they zoom a camera in there and the fires are burning, people's screaming. I mean, they got these hideous looking masks and things on. It just almost like being in hell. And he said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. God help us. When you see little portions of our country, little portions of our nation, praise God, that's been given over to the devil. It's time to take our country back. And it starts out with moral and biblical values. Amen. You say, well, how does that happen? It comes with conviction. Amen. And conviction comes through the Word of God. When we begin to be convicted by the Word of God again, God begins to show us, amen, where we need to be, where He'd have me, and where He'll help us to be. And we fall in line with Him, rejoicing as we go. I love those songs in the hymns, man, that the psalmist would sing as they were rejoicing on their way to worship. Amen. Praise God. They was rejoicing in the God that they was going to worship, and they was worshiping Him, praise God, as they was going. Amen. We ought to be praising God and worship Him as He's going. Praise God, because our liberties could be taken away from us in a moment of time. The opportunity, the liberty to worship in spirit and truth could be snatched away. They could be taken away, Brother Bill, and they could be gone forever. They could be gone permanently. Amen? Whenever you start taking away our liberty, start taking away our freedoms, start disbanding the Constitution of the United States, that's kept all of our liberties and all our rights documented for years, so we can go back and look at them and say, well, this is what our forefathers, our founders set and decided this to be. Praise God. And we can go by this, and it worked, and it's worked, and it's worked. And I want to say it'll still work, because it's based on the fundamentals, praise God, of God Almighty and His care for His people. Amen. It's real. It's vibrant, praise God. If we let it go, it's gone. You know, as we think about it, when we pull up and we make a decision, and or we cast a ballot even, and we have these people that's lined up, our Second Amendment is very important. Amen? Because if we lose our Second Amendment, then everything else is gone. Because our Second Amendment was designed so that people can not come in and dictate to us. Our government is supposed to keep us a safe and prosperous nation in liberty. They're not supposed to tell us what to do and how to do it. Amen. They are supposed to be a protector of the people against a foreign and domestic terrorist opposition. Amen. But if we allow our Second Amendment to go away, then our First Amendment is gone. You see how they start dissolving, they start falling away, they start leaving, and you'll never get those back. Hello? They're gone. Our freedoms, our liberties are gone, and they're gone forever. Our freedom to worship in spirit and truth, it's gone. Amen? The only thing that's preserving it now is people that stood up and say, listen, according to the Constitution of the United States, they have a right to stand and worship, to assembly and worship, to proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. But some places now are taking change in their law in different places. In Canada, it's certain things that's said from the pulpit, from this blessed old King James Bible, is considered hate speech. Amen? We're that close to losing it, children. We're that close. When the time's right, praise God, God said, I want to move in. I won't say the time is right now for God, for Almighty God. You say, preacher, what will make the difference? God will make the difference. An Almighty God from heaven and God alone. There's no man can change things. No man can make a difference. You say, well, preacher, everybody can make a difference. Yeah, we can all make a difference. But the only one that can make the difference is God Almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ in the hearts and minds of His people. He's the only one that can transform our hearts. He's the only one that can transform our hearts so that our hearts will transform our minds. So we'll start thinking differently. Amen? And when we start thinking differently, praise God, it changes our motives in our lives. Amen? Praise God. So we begin to, and it's not a man that can do that. It takes God Almighty to do that. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter number 9, he says this. Jeremiah chapter number 9 and verse 23. He said, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Now here the Lord tells us, not to put your trust in the wisdom of man. Amen. Not to trust your in the might of a man. Not to trust in the riches of a man. Amen. He said, but let him, verse 24, that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Now God, the Lord is saying this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I like that, don't you? Amen. The Lord said, hey, listen, it ain't about a wise man. It ain't about a mighty man. It ain't about a rich man. But God said, hey, listen, he that glory, he said, if there's any boasting to be done, any glory to be given, he said, it's in this. The man that understandeth and knoweth me. Amen. He said, if you got anything to boast in, he said, praise God, boast in the thing that you know the true and the living God. That he is real. He's the God of your life. He's the God of the earth universe. But watch what he says here. He said, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. He said, I exercise my loving kindness. He said, I exercise my judgment. And he said, I exercise my righteousness in the earth. He said, for in these things, you know what God's saying right here? He said, that's what makes me happy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that what he says? He said, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Bless his holy name. So God says in exercising the loving kindness that he shows to us, the judgment that he's righteous in all his judgments. Hey, if he ought to have kicked me off the curb a long time ago. And he would have been just. Amen. But because of his loving kindness, his judgment's right. And because his judgment's right, praise God, I receive his righteousness. Ain't that something? That's from a holy and righteous God. No man can do that. No man's able to accomplish these things. He said, but when God says, when the time is right, he said, praise God, I'll exercise myself on the world, and praise God, it'll be right, and it'll bring me joy. Amen. Ain't you glad you get to tickle the Lord? Amen, praise God. Just think about that. You get to tickle the Lord. When the time is right, God Almighty is going to touch us and help. He's going to send us that. He said he's the only one that can because he is God. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'll say this and I'm going to hush. He's our only hope tonight. Amen. Amen. In times of difficult times and situations, he is our only hope. The Bible would say this in Jeremiah chapter 29. Amen. He's our only hope, not only now, but in the future. If you look at verse 11, I read in your hearing in Psalms 33, he says this, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Amen. Now, if the counsel of God is good forever, praise God, we ought to heed it, right? That means, Brother Junior, it's never changing. The counsel of God is constant. In other words, you can take it to the bank, praise God, and deposit, and it'll be there. Amen. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart are to all generations. So he's not only thinking about you and I, but he's thinking about those that's coming along behind us, praise God, and their youngins and their grandyoungins and your great grandyoungins. Amen. That's who God, Brother Billy, is talking about tonight. Amen. Praise his holy name. But God Almighty, he's the only one that knows the future. In Jeremiah 29, the Bible says this in verse 11. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Here's the Lord speaking again. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Do you know God knows the end before the beginning?
Amen.
Before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb, God knew you. He knew your end before you were ever conceived. He said, well, why don't He do better to keep me going the right path? Praise God. He does everything in His ability and other than just knocking you in the head. The problem is you're like me. You're just hard-headed.
Amen.
Praise God. If we'd just be mindful of the Lord, praise God. I know He's mindful. The Bible tells us here that He's mindful of us. Say His thoughts are of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So the Bible tells us in the conclusion of the thing, when the time is right, as Brother Bill said, and the time is right right now, amen. He said, if we'll look for the expected end, you say, well, preacher, what kind of end is that? That's God's end. Amen. The end that God has promised us. And if we'll seek Him, if we'll look to Him, praise God, He'll manifest that when the time's right, right now, God will manifest Himself to us and said, we'll find Him when we seek Him and when we seek Him and search for Him with all of our heart. Amen. The reason we're not finding God and godliness, not Brother Jeff, we're not looking for Him with every fiber in our being. We're living a day and an hour in this darkness which we live. We need to be seeking God with every fiber in our being. Because we don't know about tomorrow. I've learned that recently. You don't know if you'll have tomorrow or not. Amen. But we know who holds tomorrow. I don't know about my future. But I know who knows my future. Amen. I don't know about your future, but you know who knows your future. Amen. And the Bible says here, Jeremiah tells us distinctly that God Almighty is thinking on us and He wants us to have peace and not evil. He wants to give you an expected end. A future and a hope. Praise God. That's what God designed for us. And it's in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. When the time is right. When is that? The time is right, right now. Just to receive and love the Lord Jesus Christ, to love God Almighty, to seek Him with all of our heart so that we might find Him in times of need. Yeah, preacher, when you need Him, you probably need Him before you know it. Amen. You may need Him before you know it. You may need Him by in the morning. Amen. You may need Him on the way home. We may need Him. And we need to be searching for Him, seeking Him so that we have Him. So He'll be there, praise God.